Hello, welcome everyone. I am Anna Reidenbach. I am a multi-galactic course manager on behalf of the Quantum School, and I'm so honored and excited to present Heather Lynn. You're going to have the privilege of learning with for these 4 weeks. Heather Lynn is a quantum healer and a spiritual mentor. She is amazing. She's normally located in South Africa, and today we have the privilege of having her join from Greece. So if everyone could also pop into the chat for us where you are joining from and your name and a greeting, that would be wonderful. Make sure that you have the chat set to everyone instead of hosts and panelists so that everyone can see your beautiful name and contact information. And I'm going to pass it over to Heather in one moment, but I want to just make sure that everyone is set up for success with our technology. So I'm just going to share your course portal with you so that you know where to locate everything. This will always be in your emails. And you have this beautiful course portal. You can come through here and everything will be uploaded for you. So you have module zero, which was the webinar here. You have a beautiful overview of the 5D chakra system, which Heather created for you. And then for each class, you will have the video, the audio, the chat, and the slides. And you can always have these before the class if you desire. So the slides will be here as well as the transcript. And then we have a very special treat for you, which is there's going to be a downloadable 5D light body activation toolkit. And so you will have these audios that you can keep up with after each class, and those will be uploaded within about 48 hours after each class session, and you'll be able to keep them forever. So that is your beautiful course portal. And your Zoom link is always going to be the same, and it'll always be in your emails. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to your amazing teacher, Heather, joining us from Greece today. And it's such an honor and a pleasure to hold space here.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much for the introduction and for setting everybody up for success. And before we start, I just want to welcome. I'm seeing so many people saying hi in the chat. So, yeah, welcome Andy from LA. Welcome Bridget from Canada. Welcome Patrice from Canada. Welcome Ag Agatha from London. And welcome Wendy from Northern California and Debbie from Dublin and Ida from the Netherlands and Constance from Michigan. Welcome. Welcome to Mary from the San Francisco Bay Area. And welcome to Krishna from Cape Town, South Africa. And there isn't time to go through everybody, but I just really wanted to say welcome to everybody. And it's really an honor to be here. I'm very excited to be sharing this time with you for the next few weeks. Thank you for choosing this 5D program, and I really trust that it will bring you the shift that you're looking for and help you to move through this transitional time with greater ease and flow. So, on your journey as a soul, you've made a powerful choice to evolve and to contribute towards co-creating the new earth. It's not a coincidence that you're here on the planet now or that you're doing this program now, because if you're here, you are a pioneer soul or a new earth way shower leading the way across the next dimensional frontier. And on this program, we'll be exploring a map to cross the dimensional frontier. This map is already inside you in the form of your 5D blueprint, but it needs to be activated and anchored within your light body. So, over the next 4 weeks, I'll be guiding you to access and activate your 5D blueprint and to embody a 5D frequency as your default vibrational setting. Okay, so I just want to say a little bit about our light container. So, by signing up for this program, you've already primed your consciousness and your light body for 5D activation. You can really trust that. And when we gather like this as a group, everyone having been primed like this, we also create a powerful light container, which will both support and amplify your personal energy work. So there's going to be a lot of support for your 5D shift throughout the program. And the invitation is to make full use of this light container to integrate the energy work we do together during the classes. Okay, so one of the ways you can enhance your experience and integrate more deeply is to set an intention for the program. Focused intention is a powerful tool to create your reality. Spiritual law states that where intention goes, energy flows. So we work with this all the time. Intention, energy flow. So let's take a moment to drop into your heart and fine-tune your intention. Your mind might already have an idea, but your heart might have something else to say. So I'm going to invite you just to close your eyes for a moment and place your hands on your heart chakra. And just breathing into your heart and breathing out slowly. Breathing in calm, breathing out, letting go. Breathing deeply and dropping your awareness into your heart space. Breathing out, your body softening. Breathing in, coming into presence. Breathing out, centering in your heart. And breathing deeply, ask yourself, what is my deepest intention for this program? What am I needing right now? And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and perhaps take a moment to write your intention down. And while you're doing that, I'm also going to suggest that you can write it as an affirmation, as if it's already happening. And I'm going to show you some examples of affirmations that you could use. Let me get up the slide. Okay, here we go. So here are some affirmations to energize your intention. I am committed to my 5D shift. I am in the process of activating my 5D frequency. I am activating my 5D blueprint and becoming fifth dimensional. My intention is to contribute to humanity's awakening and anchor love grids on the planet. Okay. So if anyone would like to go ahead and share your intention in the chat, please do so now. I'd really like to make this class as interactive as possible. So there will be opportunities to share in the chat. Anyone would like to do that? And while some of you might be wanting to share, I'm also going to suggest that you, once you've got your intention, you put it up where you can see it. Write it down, put it up where you can see it, and say it out loud every morning. You want to bombard your unconscious mind. This is how you change your programming. So I'm just looking at some of these intentions. Rebecca, I'm loving and respectful in all interactions with all beings. Bonnie, my vibration is elevated and I default to my higher frequency even under stress. I love that. I love that. Sana, my intention is to support guardians of the elements who are forming alliances with non-human beings. Beautiful, very powerful. And I know I missed one at the beginning. Let's see if we can find it. Wendy, opening my deepest heart. Yes, beautiful. And Maricela, detached from what is not, open to what is. Beautiful. I'm really loving these intentions. Lynn, betterment for a long life. And Yeltsy, I think it is, I activate My five deep blueprint to bring peace to the world. Beautiful. Marie, I am helping myself and all to evolve into 5D birth. Lise, I'm activating my 5D frequency to ground myself in new patterns and new energy to achieve my higher purpose and support others in activating theirs. Okay, some absolutely beautiful intentions. Thank you so much for sharing. And everybody, just, you know, you can have your intention as an I intend to, or as an affirmation, whatever feels right for you. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the energetics of the fifth dimension and why your frequency matters. So first of all, when we talk about the fifth dimension, we're referring to a vibrational field or frequency zone, which is a quantum field for an experience of reality. And this reality field includes higher consciousness and a higher frequency range. It's a range of frequency, right? Both of which change our perceptions, our beliefs, and even the ways we operate. So I want to do a quick recap of the New Earth frequency zone. Let's just go to another slide. Okay. So, as mentioned, it is a vibrational field, but in this vibrational field, the majority will vibrate at a 5D frequency. We're not there yet where the majority are vibrating at 5D, but it's close. It is a frequency zone where love is the dominant expression and love grids replace fear grids, which have been dominant in the third dimension. It is a zone of heart-based consciousness rather than the rational mind, where the higher values of love and truth and peace prevail. We also shift into the realm of the soul, where we're really aligned with our souls, and our focus shifts to soul purpose and sharing our soul gifts in service. Masculine and feminine energies come into balance and harmony. And with that, there's more emphasis on reciprocity and a collective intention to restore balance and reciprocity on Earth. So how do we create this new Earth frequency zone? Just coming out of the slides. Okay, so as more and more people learn how to hold a 5D frequency in physical form, we'll reach a tipping point and move into the fifth dimension. And this will transform our reality field on the Earth plane. So that's why your frequency matters. And focusing on your energetics, elevating your frequency is the fastest way to initiate your own quantum leap, your own 5D shift, and at the same time, to be part of birthing the new Earth timeline. So when you change your frequency setting, which is what we're going to be doing on this program, you change your reality. And when this happens at a collective level, the reality field changes for everyone. It's as simple as that. So let's look at the map to access this 5D frequency zone. Your 5D blueprint is a map to access the frequency zone. In general, the chakra system is a map for living in a human body. It's an energetic template or blueprint that relates to your soul history, your life story, your state of consciousness, and your general way of operating. So it's like your operating system. And it goes right to the core of your being at all levels, mind, body, spirit. The chakra system is really integral to who you are in a body, in human form. And knowing how to access this map is sacred knowledge. We've been doing this with the seven primary chakras, learning how to work with energy and learning the lessons of each of the primary chakras. And collectively, we've been doing this since around 1987. And now we are ready to read the next part of the map, which is the 5D chakra system. Okay, so I am going to go to another slide and we're going to look at this map for ascension and evolution. Okay. So the chakra system is an energetic template underpinning consciousness and frequency. And the 5D blueprint, which is encoded in your light body, is the 12 chakra system. And this is essentially the map to navigate from 3D to 5D and to elevate your frequency setting. Each 5D chakra is a portal or gateway on the path of awakening. Each 5D chakra contains new lessons and codes for higher consciousness. And they also unlock your soul potential in this lifetime and initiate a higher personal timeline. Okay, so activating the 5D chakras switches the 5D blueprint on. I want to just talk a little bit about the origins of the 5D chakra system, because it's kind of relevant for some of the upgrades we're going to be doing later on in the course. Originally, we were fifth dimensional in the ancient civilization of Atlantis. And this was a fully fifth dimensional society with advanced consciousness. We were operating according to spiritual law. We were using crystal technology. And all of this was supported by the 12 chakra operating system. At the fall of Atlantis, we descended into 3D consciousness. And with that, the energetic template, the blueprint, contracted to the seven chakra system. Because the denser third dimension could not support the higher chakras. Okay, and then in December 2012, there was a collective reactivation of the 5D blueprint, and the 5D chakras slowly became accessible again. Now, remember, this is an incremental process because it's a collective shift that's happening. So it happens for everybody in a slightly different pace and time. But essentially, the 5D blueprint has always been there, but it hasn't been visible within a 3D perception field. And as frequency is rising on the planet now, we are able to access this energetic template that is encoded in our etheric light bodies. It's our divine 5D blueprint, and the access is there when we are ready for it. Okay. So I'm going to share now some of the key upgrades and potential. We'll be working with all of this more in depth as the course progresses, but this is just to give you a kind of overview. So the 5D chakras, seven of them are in the same position as the primary chakras. They are an evolution of the seven primary chakras. So what happens is the seven primaries just start vibrating at a higher frequency. And as this happens, they change color because we see a frequency on the light spectrum as color. So when the frequency changes, the color that we see will change too. In the 12 chakra, 5D chakra system, there are five additional chakras. The Earth Star and Navel chakras anchor higher frequencies in the lower energy body, and the Causal Soul Star and Stellar Gateway chakras above the top of the head channel higher frequencies from the cosmos. In this system, we also have an expanded heart chakra. And in fact, the heart and the high heart chakras merge to form the 5D heart chakra. And this supports heart-based consciousness. When we are at more advanced stage of our light body evolution, the heart energy is activated in each of the 5D chakras. Again, this doesn't happen immediately, but this is where we are going. This is the potential of the 5D chakras. And when the heart energy is activated, it is white crystalline energy and it unifies the chakra column in the highest expression of 5D. Our auric field will also vibrate at a higher frequency as our light quotient increases, And we will also give off a golden hue when we are fully fifth dimensional. In addition, each chakra is assisted by an archangel, which helps to bring in the higher frequency that is specific to each 5D chakra. Okay, so we are now going to go through the 5D chakras. And if you look at the diagram on the left, you'll see the position of the chakras. They're labeled so you can have a look, position and the color, just to start familiarizing yourself a bit before we dive into the activation. So I'm just going to go through the main points. So the Earth Star chakra below the feet, it's about 30 centimeters below the feet, is our foundation for the 5D chakra column and for deeper grounding. It gives us a much deeper connection with Earth energy and Gaia consciousness. It also stores soul agreements and our potential for this lifetime. And it holds divine feminine energy, which is the root to world peace. And then the 5D base chakra, which is the same position as the primary base chakra, is platinum gray. And when in 5D, it meets material needs with ease and flow. We have a deeper sense of safety and security on Earth. And it also really helps us to balance our masculine and feminine energies. Okay. And then moving up to the 5D sacral chakra, which is pearly pink. This chakra in 5D really helps to balance our emotional energy and financial issues. It also helps you to choose romantic partners wisely, and it opens our connection to soul group. Okay, I'm just moving to the next slide. Okay, so moving up a little bit, we have one of the additional chakras, the 5D navel chakra. It's between the sacral and the solar plexus, and it contains the codes of power and oneness consciousness. It's also a very powerful manifestation point, aligned with soul and your highest good. It holds sacred masculine energy, and it corresponds with the hara, or the horic dimension. Moving up to the 5D solar plexus, which is light gold, same position as the primary solar plexus. This is a sovereign power center in 5D. We get to learn how to transcend ego, and it helps you to move into your authentic self beyond conditioning. And it also helps dissolve fear programming. We will be working with this, both of these in more detail. The 5D heart chakra is white, and this allows us to see with the eyes of the heart and act with love. It also enables heart-based and unity consciousness. And when in 5D, it connects with the cosmic heart and the heartbeat of the universe. The cosmic heart is on Venus. Okay. And the 5D throat chakra is royal blue. And when activated in 5D, the throat helps us to express and live authentic truth. It's all about spiritual authority and sovereignty and power. And it also helps us to co-create with the universe at a higher level. The third eye chakra, same position as the primary. In 5D, it is crystal and emerald. And this chakra enables us to see with the wisdom of the seer. It opens up higher perception, it unlocks intuitive powers, especially clairvoyance. And it is also a manifestation point, but here it's about translating vision into reality. Okay, and the 5D crown chakra, same position as the primary crown, but in 5D it is crystal and gold. And this is all about connecting with source energy and your higher self, but it also receives and filters information from the three transcendent chakras. Okay, and here are the three transcendent chakras. I'm just moving things around. The causal chakra is sort of just above and behind the head. It's moonstone white, and it draws lunar energy into the light body, and it activates the divine feminine. It also connects the right brain to higher consciousness, and it's a connection point to the angelic realms, which are in 7D and also opens up to higher realms. The Soul Star Chakra is magenta pink. That's just about 30 centimeters above the top of the head. Here we have an interesting connection point with our soul journey, our multidimensional soul journey, and also Akashic records. It stores ancestral information and karma, and it holds a blueprint for our spiritual gifts across multiple lifetimes. And then right at the top, about a meter above the head, is, or an arm's length above the head, is the Stellar Gateway Chakra. It is radiant gold. It is a gateway to source, the cosmos, and higher realms. And the Stellar Gateway plays a very powerful role in receiving incoming light codes and information from higher realms. It also connects you to your monad and your I am presence. Okay. So I just want to say a little bit more about these evolution, the evolutionary role of the transcendent chakras, because they are so important. And some of you might be new to the transcendent chakras. So they facilitate transcendence beyond the limitations of mind and ego. They are very much involved in connecting you with both your soul energy and the cosmic realms and higher dimensions within the cosmic realms. And they also channel higher frequencies and light codes into the light body. So that's just a little summary of all three of the transcendent chakras, which are so important in this course we're going to do together. Okay, I'm just going to stop the slides for a minute. You just have to give me a moment to come back. Okay. All right. So that was quite a lot to take in, but I wanted to go through all of that because we will be working with all of these chakras in different ways. And if you just have all of that in your knowledge bank, as it were, then it's just easier for you when you're doing the meditation to drop in the activations to drop in deeper. Okay. So I'm going to suggest that if you have any questions at this point, just save them until the end. We will have a Q&A. And there will be time for you to ask your questions. But now, what we're going to do is a guided meditation to tune into your 5D chakras and activate the 5D chakra column. And when we do these guided meditations and activations, it's really important that you have a position that's going to support the energy flow. So basically, you want to be in a sitting position, not lying down, not for an activation. And you want to be sitting up with a nice straight spine. This really assists the energy flow for the activations. And ideally, you want to have your palms up. You can have them on your lap, loosely on your lap, that's fine, but just palms facing up. Once again, receiving energy, assisting energy flow. And very important, you want to have your feet on the ground, not crossed legs. Legs must be uncrossed and feet on the ground so that you do have some grounding. So for this meditation, it's a fairly long meditation because we are going to go through the whole chakra column. So get comfortable. And we'll start in a moment. Some water. Okay, so when you're ready, gently closing your eyes and taking your focus inward and connecting with your breath. Take a few deep breaths into your chest and drop your awareness into your heart space. Keep breathing into your heart, bringing yourself into the present moment and centering yourself here. And from your heart, set an intention to activate your 5D chakras. And then breathing a bit more deeply, right down into your belly, dropping your awareness down into your body, letting your body soften, feeling your feet on the ground, and become aware of the gentle pull of gravity, keeping you tethered to the earth. Let your feet sink into the ground. And then focus on the base of your spine and imagine a golden cord spiraling down into the earth, down through the foundations of your home, the layers of soil, through the layers of rock and crystal, and all the way down to the very center of the earth. And let your cord wrap around a crystal or a rock, anchoring you into the earth. And just take a moment to feel your connection with Mother Earth. Feel the sense of being anchored. And tune into the love of Mother Earth. Feel this holding, this deep holding and grounding. And then you're going to use your intention to bring this powerful life force energy up your golden cord. It's liquid red rose gold. Let it flow up all the way up until it reaches your earth star chakra. Visualize a silvery orb of light about 15 to 30 centimeters beneath your feet. And if you can't see your earth star, don't worry. Just imagine a silvery orb of light beneath your feet. And once you've connected with your earth star, let the flow of earth energy activate it as it fills with earth energy. Let it get bigger. Feel the expansion. Let it get brighter. It keeps filling with earth energy, keeps expanding. And imagine the light radiating outwards in all directions. The Earth Star is your energetic foundation in 5D and connects you with earth energy and Gaia consciousness. When activated, it grounds you more deeply and creates a strong anchor for your 5D chakra column. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am firmly anchored and connected to Mother Earth. Now you're going to release the focus on your Earth Star and take your awareness right up into the cosmos, as far as you can imagine, connecting with source energy, the highest frequency available to us now. And visualize it as golden white light. And let this golden white light flow down towards you in a stream of high frequency energy, a continuous flow that is always there if we connect with it. This cosmic energy flows into your stellar gateway chakra at the top of your aura. So your stellar gateway is about an arm's length above your head and it's radiant gold. You can visualize it as a golden chalice cup. And imagine the shower of golden white light from source filling your chalice, letting it overflow, making it shine more brightly. And then imagine it's rotating slowly in a clockwise direction, not too fast, very slowly, radiating the light outwards in all directions. The stellar gateway connects you with cosmic and divine source energy. When it's activated, you can move more easily to access higher frequencies and receive incoming light codes. So take a moment to allow this potential and say to yourself, I am connected to cosmic energy and ready to receive incoming light codes. Okay, releasing the focus on the stellar gateway, moving your attention down to the soul star chakra. It's about 15 to 30 centimeters above your head. You can find it with your hands, sometimes bringing them together. I like to feel the chakras with my hands. It's magenta pink. So visualize an orb of magenta pink light between your hands. And as source energy continues to flow downwards from the stellar gateway, it fills the soul star and the energy expands. So just imagine that soul star chakra just absorbing all the source energy. Let it get bigger, let it get brighter. And once you've felt the expansion, then rotate it very gently. Use your hands if you need to. Rotate it in a clockwise direction, radiating the magenta light in all directions. The soul star chakra stores multidimensional soul information and ancestral karma. When activated, it connects you to soul energy and spiritual gifts, as well as higher love. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am connecting to my soul energy and spiritual gifts. Okay, releasing the focus on the soul star, we're moving down to the causal chakra. It's moonstone white, and it's just above and behind your head. So visualize an orb of moonstone white. And again, imagine source energy flowing downwards, filling the causal chakra. And as it fills with source energy, it expands and it gets bigger and bigger and brighter. And once you've felt that expansion, just let that expansion happen naturally. Let it rotate very gently, slow spin, radiating moonstone light in all directions. When activated, the causal chakra connects your right brain to higher consciousness. This is where the universe drops creative ideas into your higher mind. It also connects you with the angelic realms. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am connected to universal creativity and the angelic realms. Okay, releasing the focus on the causal, moving down to the 5D crown chakra, just above the top of your head, same place as the primary crown. And visualize a crystal orb with golden tints. You can touch the crown of your head lightly to activate it. And then imagine source energy flowing downwards, filling the crown chakra, the energy expanding. Let it get bigger and brighter. See if you can feel that expansion. And then once again, you want to rotate it very slowly. Use your hands, use your intention, use your visualization, just to let that rotation, that gentle spin happen. When it's activated like this, the 5D crown funnels source and soul energy into the chakra body. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am connected to my higher self and source energy. Okay, releasing the focus on the crown, taking your awareness down to the third eye chakra, same position as the brow chakra. And in 5D, it is crystal clear with emerald flashes or tints. So imagine this crystal emerald orb in the middle of your brow and use your intention to make it bigger. Feel the expansion. And as it expands, the light gets brighter. You might want to rub your third eye gently in a clockwise direction to get the energy moving, very gently. When it's activated like this, the 5D third eye opens you to new ways of seeing, a higher perspective, and removes the veils of illusion. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am opening the doors of perception and activating my clairvoyance. Okay, releasing the focus on the third eye, you are going to take your awareness down to the 5D throat chakra, same position as the primary throat, but in 5D it is royal blue. To activate the 5D throat chakra, visualize this royal blue orb of light and rub the throat gently to get the energy moving. Just gently rub it right around. Use your intention as well to make it bigger. Feel the expansion of energy. Let it get brighter. When it's activated like this, the 5D throat chakra awakens your soul truth and sovereign voice. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am aligned with my soul truth and authentic expression. I am aligned with my soul truth and authentic expression. Okay, releasing that focus on the throat, take your awareness down to the 5D heart chakra, which is the primary heart chakra and the high heart. Visualize your primary heart chakra as an orb of white light and use your intention to make it bigger and bigger and brighter. And then you're going to tap lightly on the thymus just above the heart. This is to wake up the high heart. And as you do this, imagine the high heart chakra expanding. And as it expands, it merges with the heart chakra to create one large orb of white light. And you're going to open your arms wide and breathe in deeply to allow the expansion of energy in your chest. You need more space for this expanded heart chakra. So keep breathing deeply until your heart energy settles. Just going to give you a few moments to really breathe into that enlarged heart and let that merging happen. When it's activated like this, the 5D heart vibrates at the frequency of pure love. It is the foundation for heart-based consciousness. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, my expanded heart chakra is vibrating with pure love. My expanded heart chakra is vibrating with pure love. Breathing deeply, releasing that focus on the heart. You can drop your arms and take your attention down to your 5D solar plexus. It is the same position as the primary solar plexus chakra, just below the diaphragm. In 5D, it is gold with rainbow lights. So visualize this golden orb of light with rainbow lights and use your intention to make it bigger. Let it get bigger, feel the expansion of energy. And you're going to rub the front of your chakra with your hands in a clockwise direction. Feel the energy moving. Sometimes it's quite sluggish in a solar plexus. So just, it's like a suggestion. Just rubbing in a clockwise direction. When it's activated like this, the 5D solar plexus dissolves old fear programming and brings a deeper confidence, more aligned with who you really are. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I release fear programming and stand in my authentic power. I release fear programming and stand in my authentic power. Okay, releasing the focus on the solar plexus, taking your awareness down to the 5D navel chakra, which is just below the belly button and just above the sacral chakra. And you're going to imagine a radiant amber orb of light. Take a few moments to connect with the chakra in 5D. If you can't see it, don't worry. Just visualize this amber orb of light below the belly button. And then use your intention to make the orb bigger. Let the energy expand. Keeps getting bigger, the energy expanding. And as the energy expands, you can see it getting brighter, perhaps. You might want to rub the front of the chakra again to get the energy moving. The navel chakra holds codes of power and oneness consciousness. And when it's activated, it brings a deeper level of soul integration and embodiment. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, my soul energy is embodied and integrated within the core of my being. My soul energy is embodied and integrated within the core of my being. Okay, releasing the focus on the navel chakra, taking your awareness down to your 5D sacral chakra, which is a little bit lower in the pelvic area. It's pale pearly pink in 5D. So visualize a pearly pink orb of light and take a few moments to connect with the chakra in 5D. And if you can't see your 5D sacral chakra, don't worry, just visualize this pearlescent orb of light where you know it should be. And then use your intention to make this pearly pink orb of light bigger and bigger. Let the energy expand. Let it get brighter. And once again, you might want to rub the chakra gently, using your hands to get the energy moving. Do this in a clockwise direction. When the 5D sacral chakra is strong, your creative energy flows and you'll choose romantic partners wisely. It also draws your soul tribe into your orbit. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am in creative flow and aligned with my soul tribe. I am in creative flow and aligned with my soul tribe. Okay, releasing the focus on the sacral, we are moving down to the 5D base chakra, which is just below the base of the spine, same position as the primary base chakra. In 5D, it is a shimmering platinum. So imagine a shimmering platinum orb of light just beneath the base of your spine, and take a few moments to connect with it in 5D. And once again, if you can't see it, don't worry, just visualize this platinum orb of light where you know it should be. And then you're going to use your intention to make the orb bigger. Feel the energy expanding, let it get brighter, and imagine it rotating in a clockwise direction. Imagine the energy moving and the platinum light shining in all directions. When your 5D base chakra is activated like this, it is much easier to meet your material needs and feel safe on the earth plane. So take a moment to allow this potential and then say to yourself, I am grounded in my body and safe on the earth plane. And now you're going to imagine pure white light encircling the three lower chakras. So use your hands, imagine a circle of light going around the base, the sacral and the navel. And then use your hands to activate the circle of light. Get the circle, the white light moving around the three lower chakras to get the energy flowing, to attuning them to a 5D frequency. And then you're going to imagine this white light flowing down into the Earth Star Chakra, connecting the lower chakras with your 5D foundation. So just take a moment to do that. Get that circle of light going and flowing down into the Earth Star. Your Earth Star, the silvery orb of light that we've already activated. Just visualize it. And imagine now a vertical column of silvery light extending upwards all the way around the chakras. So around the chakra column, all the way up to the stellar gateway, connecting the Earth Star and the stellar gateway. So you've got a column of silvery light around the chakra column. Okay, and you can visualize the whole column with all the 5D chakras lit up and shining brightly. And then you're going to focus on your stellar gateway chakra and connect with the incoming flow of golden white light from source again. And let this golden white source light flow and spiral downwards around your chakra column. Another layer, all the way down until it reaches your Earth Star, creating another layer of golden white light around your 5D chakra column. So you've got your silvery light coming up from the Earth Star, the golden white light coming down from the solar gateway. So your 5D chakra column is surrounded in two layers of light. And now we're going to seal your aura with crystalline white light, the same frequency as your 5D heart. So the edge of your aura should be about an arm's length away from your physical body on all sides, not more. So if you like, if you're very sensory, you can extend your arms out to the sides, to the front, to the back, to get a sense of how wide your auric field should be. And then you're going to visualize a white band of light going all the way around the edge of your aura, like a seal, creating an orb of crystalline white light all the way around you. And once you've got your orb of crystalline white light all the way around your aura, you're going to fill your aura with golden white or gold. You might have another color that you feel you really need right now. That's also fine. See what comes. As long as it's a light color. So just do that now. And breathing deeply, center yourself in your 5D heart chakra. And just take a moment to notice how you feel. Ground yourself with your golden cord from the base of your spine. Let it go through the Earth Star and out the bottom of your aura, right down into the very center of the Earth, anchoring you in again. If you feel a bit dizzy or lightheaded after the activation, then ground yourself with roots from your feet as well. Just give you a moment to really ground yourself as you need to. And when you feel grounded, you can slowly open your eyes and come back into the space between us. Okay. So I'm going to give you a moment to come back, but when you're ready, I'd really love to hear from you in the chats. If you'd like to share how that was for you, how you're feeling, anything that was challenging, yeah, anything you'd like to share. So, Dee, I feel like I'm flowing. Awesome. Amazing. Well, that happens when we get the energy moving and flowing. So that's amazing. Anybody else like to share? Zuvaya, you're slightly nauseous. Okay, yes, this can happen. Keep breathing, keep grounding. Keep breathing, breathe into the solar plexus, ground yourself from your feet, and it should settle. Noons, you're tingling all over. Yes, energy moving. Monica, you're feeling lighter. Kim, you feel light and peaceful. So beautiful. Awesome. Leandra, you feel activated. Jenna, feeling centered, expanded, and joyful. Amazing. Cloudy, your ears are ringing. Yes, that can happen. Ear chakras have opened, probably. No worries. It'll clear. Sophia, you feel the pressure of, sorry, it's jumping too fast. You feel the pressure of energy in your heart, your head, and the lower chakras. Okay, not sure if that's a positive feeling or a difficult feeling. But yes, pressure is one of the ways in which we feel energy. Katie, dizzy and leaning to the left. Katie, ground yourself on the right. Put a root down from your right leg, lean to the right. Feel the weight of your body evenly on both sides and ground, ground, ground. Anybody who's dizzy, please take some time to ground yourself. And breathe. Zana, you feel vibrant. Okay, which way is clockwise when you are looking from outside? Sure, I'll have to get my head around that. Give me a moment. I'll talk about that in the Q&A. Claudia, why can't you see the chakras? It might be that you're more sensory than visual. This is also something we'll talk about in the Q&A. It is not everybody is visual, and it's absolutely fine. You're probably more sensory. Sylvia, you feel pressure in the whole column. Okay, it's just things moving and stirring. And Noons, you feel connected to all. Yes, it can have this effect. Okay, Eveline, you had a hard time. You didn't feel so great. But with the white light at the end, everything went okay again and nice. Okay, awesome. So you moved through that. Well done. Maricela, your body feels heavy. You almost fell asleep. Yes, that can happen. When we work with energy, there's often resistance. Just move through it, and the tiredness will lift. Okay, Judy feels whole. Wonderful. I'm going to stop there, but that was, thank you so much for all that sharing. It's really wonderful to get a sense of how you are receiving this activation. And it seems like everybody, well, a lot of you have had a powerful experience. Of course, your experiences are going to be different because you're all in different places. And if you have specific questions, I'm really happy to address this in the Q&A. Okay. Okay, Jenna is saying that clockwise is left to right. The question, though, was, are we looking left to right outwards or looking inwards in the body? So that's what I had to get my head around and see what I do. You're looking inwards. So if you have your hand on your body, you're going left to right on your body. Try that. And that should be correct. Okay, so just want to go through some guidelines for 5D chakra work. So, the fastest way to ground your 5D shift is to keep activating your 5D chakras. Remember, I said it's an incremental process. It's not a once-off. As you learn to hold the 5D frequencies in each chakra, your 5D chakra column will stabilize, it'll unify, it'll start providing a stable energetic structure for your 5D shift. But remember, this is a journey. It's not a once-off activation. The evolution of the seven primary chakras happens incrementally, and it takes time to learn how to hold the higher frequencies in the 5D chakras in a stable and consistent way. So you would have all accessed the 5D frequencies in some way today. I'm absolutely sure of that. But access is not the same as holding consistently and stably. In your energy practice, which is really the heart of this course, it's best to focus on the lower chakras first and work upwards. Focus on your grounding too. The lower chakras, especially the solar plexus, the sacral, and the base chakras, can be quite resistant, and they may take longer to evolve into 5D. So you might have to do a bit more work with these chakras to move them to a higher frequency. And that's 100% okay. It's part of the process. So don't feel despondent. If it doesn't happen immediately and it takes time and practice, when you tune into your 5D chakras, just notice which chakras are more difficult to connect with, which are more perhaps less responsive. Some might be blocked, but just keep working. So some signs of resistance or blockage could be that it's hard to visualize or connect with. It could be that the energy doesn't expand easily when you're using your intention. It could be that when you're asking the chakra to move or spin, there's no movement. You could experience physical discomfort or tension or even pain. And could be that the color is really dull and doesn't change easily. It could be that uncomfortable emotions come up. So any of these things could come up. And if they do, just slow down. It's okay. And just focus a little bit more on the reluctant chakras. One of the benefits of working with the 5D chakras is that it brings issues to the surface that you might not have been aware of, so that you can process them and clear blockages. So whatever comes up for you is perfectly fine. Just keep doing the energy work. On this course, I'm going to suggest that you do some energy work every single day, preferably at the start of your day. So just keep doing it, trust the process. And I just would like to quickly share some of the benefits of 5D chakra work. Okay. So it really is a major upgrade at all levels of your being. It'll happen patchily, not all at once, but it's an upgrade emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And as we know, it enables your 5D shift. It's a very powerful tool for soul growth and spiritual expansion. Remember, the 5D chakras contain the codes for higher consciousness. So this is what you're constantly activating. And it's a significant expansion of heart energy and heart coherence. If you watch the free webinar, Module Zero, you will understand the importance of coherence. When we work with the 5D chakras on an ongoing basis, it's much easier to access the incoming light codes, but also then to anchor them in the light body. We have more capacity to hold more light. And with all of this, it moves you onto a higher personal timeline. And ultimately, as your 5D shift anchors and you embody it, there's vibrational alignment with 5D islands of coherence. Okay, so I'm just going to come back into the space between us. Give me a moment. Okay, so before we dive into the Q&A time, I just want to say that to integrate what we've covered today, please practice the 5D chakra column activation every day, preferably in the morning. If you want to focus on the lower chakras, I'd suggest you do the full integration, the full activation, the full meditation, and then spend some time on the lower chakras, or perhaps one chakra that is a little bit more difficult to move. And if you haven't done it already, please do the Earth Star and 5D base chakra activation from the free webinar first. I'd also like you to review the 5D chakra system. We did go over it in class, but there's also a PDF summary in the student portal. And if you can review this and really familiarize yourself, it's really going to be helpful when you come to do the activations. Okay, so I hope you really enjoy your 5D energy practice this week. And I'd love you to stay on the line for the Q&A. There's time to ask your questions. And yeah, if you're not going to stay for the Q&A, well, I really look forward to seeing you next week. And yeah, let's have some questions.
Okay. There's a few questions that came through. Do you want me to start with those?
Yes, Anna, that would be really helpful because I wasn't able to keep up with everything in the chat. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
I'm going to go over tech stuff first, and then we can have the questions that came through for Heather. And then any other questions, go ahead and pop those into the chat so Heather can answer those. So I'm just going to look through. There was a question at the course portal that will always be in your emails, but I'll put it in the chat right now as well, so that you can have access to that. And on your course portal, you will always have access to the transcript, to the chat file, to the audio, to the video, as well as the activations that Heather's going to give you. Like that beautiful activation that we did is going to be clipped out, so you can just download it and listen to it every day. You can go out into nature, you can do whatever you want with it. So all of that's going to be available on your course portal. I hope that clears that up. And then the Islands of Coherence, that is the module zero. That's the free webinar, and that's available on the course portal as well. So I think that is all. The slides will all be there, and there was a request to have the Zoom link on the course portal. I will talk to the powers that be and see if that is possible. So I will have that there. I'll let you guys know next week if that's possible, or it will be in your emails. So I think that's all the technical questions. And Heather, did you want me to go to the questions that came in throughout the
I think if you've captured those, Anna, it would be great to be able to get to everybody's questions. So yes, let's start there, and I'm seeing a few coming in now.
Perfect. Okay. Jordan asked, what if your frequency is already at 5D and higher? And also asked, what about the fourth eye?
Okay. If your frequency is already at 5D, then I would suggest that this is a way of really embodying it and anchoring it in a much more consistent and stable way. My experience with when you work with the 5D chakras is that it takes time for it to be really consistent. So I'd encourage you to just do this method, see where you go, see how consistent you can consistently you can hold each chakra, at the 5D frequency, and yeah, it's going to benefit you either way, because you're going to, wherever you are, you're going to access new lessons, new awareness, new codes, going to be able to hold more light. So you will benefit nevertheless. And I just want to say, I'm not going to be answering questions that don't relate to the course material. So just to be clear about that.
Beautiful.
Okay, next question.
Okay. There were some questions about the blueprint and soul purpose, but I don't know that that is related to this course material. But the question was, how do I find what is my blueprint and my soul purpose?
Okay, so the blueprint is collective. We all have the 5D blueprint. We went through the 5D blueprints in the class. So if you look through the slides, you'll see that it's all set out there. Soul purpose, as you work more with your soul star chakra and also your earth star chakra, you will be accessing more of that. It was certainly my experience when I started activating and working with my soul star. It was just like an explosion of an awareness around multidimensional past life, soul experience, soul gifts, and of course, with that comes a sense of soul purpose. So through the activations, you often start accessing some of this personal, your personal journey, but also your personal potential. I hope that answers the question.
Beautiful. And if anyone has follow-up questions, you can always pop that in the chat as well. And I love the little reactions that are coming in. If everyone wants to know how to do that, there's a little button at the bottom that says react or the heart. And if you hit that, you can give Heather hearts when she says things. Ah, I love it. All right. Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Celia had asked, can you show us exactly where is the causal chakra? But she asked it right before you showed us. So I'm guessing that that question got resolved. And she also asked why she couldn't see the chakras, but I think you answered that question as you went through.
Yeah, I am going to say something about the causal quickly, Anna. The reason the causal chakra is a little bit behind the head is in Atlantean times, we had sort of elongated skulls. So it sat in that sort of elongation, and now we don't have that. So, but it's sort of slightly above the crown chakra and behind the head. You can see where my hand is. Yeah, I hope that answers the question. But sometimes, if we understand the reason, then it makes more sense. Okay.
Beautiful. All right. And then I think we're almost to the end of the questions. Let me double check. I mean, there's many more in the chat, but let me see. There's another question about what are the monads?
What is the monad?
Monad, yeah.
We're going to be in the final module, we're going to be talking about the monad and doing some energy work to connect, not directly with the monad, but there will be some we'll touch on that. So I think I'd rather leave it to module 4 if that's okay.
Beautiful. Right. And then how often to do the I'll ask both of these questions together. One's from Dee and one's from Valerie. How often to do this activation? Once a day? And Valerie says, should we connect with 3D as well as 5D both together? So questions around that.
Okay, the first question, yes, every day. I always suggest, if you can, it's better to do your energy practice in the morning first thing, because it kind of sets your energy for the day. But if you can't, no worries, just do it when you can. But throughout this program, some daily energy work would really be optimal. And yeah, the second question around the primary chakras. I don't think there's a right or wrong with this. I think you can do both, but my approach is, let's focus on the 5D chakras. Let's assume that we are ready to access these higher frequencies. We're ready to access the 5D blueprint. So we can go straight into the 5D frequencies. And when we say 5D frequencies, we are referring to a color. So each chakra has a color, which It's on the slides, it's in the meditation, it's in your overview. So you can find that color in multiple places. Connecting with that color is connecting with that frequency. And when you hold that visual, so like for example, the orb of royal blue at the throat, if you hold that visual and hold it and hold it and hold it and keep the royal blue, you are holding it in a 5D frequency. So we don't have to worry about the 3D frequency. We're replacing it, we're overriding it. Okay.
Beautiful. All right, that was it for the questions I captured, except for the clockwise. I think you had mentioned on your body, right? You're going from right to left.
Do it on your body. So left to right on your
Right,
body.
left to right.
If you're looking outwards, it feels a bit confusing. So look inwards on your body. And if you use your hands, it's really easy. Okay. I hope that
And
clears
I
that
said
up.
right to left, and yes, left to right. Left to right is what Heather had instructed us.
Oh my
I said the
goodness.
wrong way. No, you said it right. I said it wrong. I was just correcting myself.
Left and round back up. Oh, yeah. I'm doing it 100 times so everyone can see. This is for some reason really discombobulated me. But yeah, there we go. You can all see what I'm doing.
Beautiful. All right, so the rest of the questions are in the chat. Would you like me to read them out or would you like to read them from?
Anna, you're doing such a wonderful job. It's really helpful because the chat is jumping around, so it would be great.
Yes. And if anyone has a follow-up question, please feel free to put those into the chat. So, which chakra is connected to a violet color? Asks Wendy.
That is a crown chakra in the third dimensional frequency. So we're not specifically working with that color frequency.
Beautiful. Evelyn has a question. What is a blueprint?
Evelyn, it's essential when we talk about a blueprint, it's another w word is a template. It's a structure. I think of it as a template. It's an energetic structure that is encoded in the light body.
Beautiful. Is there a way to know when one has transitioned to fully 5D or a chakra has fully transitioned, says Sophia?
Okay, two different things. For the chakra to have transitioned, the way I kind of have worked with myself is when I, and with my clients actually, when I tune into the chakras and they just are already that, their 5D color, and it's very stable, it's not sort of going in and out of the color, then it is fully 5D and it's holding it consistently. Same with like if I'm working with clients doing energy work and I tune into the chakras, sometimes I see the 3D color and sometimes I see the 5D color, which means some of their chakras have moved to 5D and some of them are still sitting in the primary 3D, which is fine. It's part of how we evolve. It's not all like, one shot overnight. So it's about the consistency. And the other part of the question, how do we know when we're fully fifth dimensional? Okay. There's many, many things involved in being fifth dimensional. So it's not one simple answer. But I would say overall, when you probably the dominant thing is when you start feeling that you're living from your heart effortlessly and love is a sort of dominant default setting for you. Doesn't mean you don't ever feel angry or you don't ever feel fear. Of course, we're human, but it's more about the dominant. It's about the default. When you're sitting in that heart-based sort of, it's like an operating system. That's the way you operate. And you see through the eyes of love. So you're willing to see whatever situation is happening, even the worst of situations, you're willing to see through the eyes of love and you're willing to ask questions like, what would love do? In other words, you're operating at that frequency. I would say then you've moved into 5D. That's a very simplified question because there's many layers to 5D. for example, also using your intuition as your dominant operating system rather than flipping to your mind all the time. But those are some of the things that you will notice first.
It's beautiful, and we're getting so many hearts here, so I can tell that's really resonating, right? Seeing the world through the eyes of love, and what would love do, and being able to hold that and being able to see the world through our intuition. Beautiful. And hopefully, Sophia, did that answer your question about how to know about the chakras? So I guess my question, Heather, is, can we see the colors ourselves, or do we need like an energy worker to be able to check in if our colors are stable?
I really believe that doing this course, you're going to be able to see the colors yourself. Having said that, it's also true that some people are far more sensory and not so visual. But I believe that you will feel the shift if you're very sensory.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. This might be out of the scope of what you're able to answer in this course, but there's a question: would scoliosis or anxiety medication interfere with this activation?
Yes and no. Generally, medication for like prescription medication can have an effect on your sensitivity. So it might dull sensitivity slightly. But it's not going to mean you can't access the chakras or you can't do the activations. It's more like there might be a slight dulling effect. But having said that, it depends so much on the dosage. So I can't answer that question with any degree of accuracy because, for example, if someone's heavily medicated, they're going to really struggle to access, tune in and do the activations. But if it's light medication, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Thank you so much for answering that. I'm sure lots of people have that question, so thank you. Okay, next. And Roxy, I love that your question is in all caps. I might ask for that next time. That makes it super easy to find the questions. what should we expect as we begin to work with the 5D chakras?
Yeah, okay. Well, lots of things. For example, you might feel tired in the beginning doing these activations because energy work is psychic work. It takes energy, and you are using a new muscle in a way. So it's like going to the gym. You've got to work out a bit first before you build some strength in that muscle. So you might feel tired. It might feel difficult, but there will definitely be like a feeling of a breakthrough at some point. There'll also be a feeling of lightness. There'll be a feeling of more energy flow. And so then you'll then have a sense of more energy coming in. But it doesn't always happen immediately. You might feel dizzy sometimes. It happened to a few people in the class today. So I just want to kind of warn you about that. If you feel dizzy, and it's because you're expanding, you're going up, 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 especially those higher transcendental chakras. So please do ground. I can't emphasize grounding enough. Do loads of grounding. We grounded at the beginning, we grounded at the end, but you might need to ground more. Ground through the day. What else can you expect? You might just start feeling, especially when we do after module two, when we do the heart chakra work, for me, that's when the really big shift happens, when you really start getting into, you start feeling that shift of dropping into heart awareness, consciousness. So that's something you can definitely expect. And with the Earth Star activation as well, often with the Earth Star activation, you feel more grounded. There is a deeper grounding. And an interesting thing about the Earth Chakra is that when you start working with your Earth Chakra, it sometimes will have the effect of guiding you to where you need to be geographically for your soul to sort of feel most able to expand and fulfill potential. So this is an amazing aspect of the Earth Star. So these are some of the things that you can expect. But I'll be very interested here along the way what you are experiencing. So this can be part of what I learned from you.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we'll ask for your insights every class. You can really start to notice what you're feeling so you can feel it in your own body. And I love this energy work. It's psychic work. It's, we don't take it into the depth, right? Like how, like what a big deal it is that all of you are doing this work for yourself and for our world. So really honoring all of you for being here and doing this work. Nathalie asks, can you say a bit more about Atlantis and the 5D chakras?
Natalie, I think I covered that as much as I'm going to in the class earlier. If you look at the slide on the origins of the 5D chakras, I talked about Atlantis there. It'll also be in the recording. You can listen to that part again. I know it was a lot of information to take in, but just go over that section. Because that was when we were fully fifth dimensional in a previous era.
Jamuna asked, did you channel this beautiful information? Like where is the information coming from about the emergence of the 5D chakras?
Okay, it's from such a variety of sources. A lot of it is just from my work as an energy healer, a quantum healer, where I've been observing these shifts since about 2016, especially in children, starseed children, and really noticing, oh my goodness, that the energy template is different, that something's happening here. And then that got me curious and I started researching. So I've done a lot of reading, a lot of courses myself, particularly with Diana Cooper, who uses the same 12D chakra system as I do. There are others, but I find hers the most reliable. And also with my own work. So my own 5D chakra work, I've kind of captured my own observations and how things work and how to activate. And I guess, yes, definitely some channeling, because when I develop a meditation, I'm usually channeling a lot of that. So it's a whole combination of ways of kind of capturing all this knowledge and transmitting it.
So we have about 3 minutes left till our scheduled end of time. Are you okay if we go a little bit over, Heather, to get to all the questions? How are you?
Don't we sure. Let's go. Yeah, we can do
as many as okay.
Fine.
All right. Thank you guys so much for still being here. Thank you for everyone who's watching later. So someone's asking about private sessions with Heather, and I'm assuming maybe at the end of the course, you'll let people know how they can develop further work with you.
Yes, sure. It is possible. The best way, really, I can say now, to find out what I offer one-to-one is to have a look at my website, theemeraldwisdomschool.com. You'll find everything there. And you're quite welcome to connect with me.
Beautiful. All right. And there's lots of gratitude. And then someone saying saying left to right, but doing right to left. And that's because of the mirroring on Zoom.
Yes.
So you are going to see it in a different way. And that's part of the confusion.
I know. And that was also what was confusing me, because even in my screen, I'm seeing it in a different way. But somebody said something, I'm going to just flip back, that was just so beautiful. You are the clock, Patty said. You are the clock. You're not looking at a clock. So imagine you are the clock face, and then you're going around clockwise. I hope that clears it up. But
yeah.
The mirroring effect is very confusing.
Yeah, and then the mirroring, it would actually look the other direction. Yeah.
And actually, I want to say, just add to this, because I don't want people to start panicking about, oh my God, am I doing it clockwise or not? It doesn't matter which way you do it, as long as it's all one direction. That's it. I use clockwise just because I've got to describe it in some way, but as long as they're all going in the same direction, doesn't matter.
Beautiful. And that's the next
that's
question.
Easier.
Would there be a problem? Would there be a problem with doing, so just let's, we'll clear it up. As long as you're doing it in the same direction,
same
you're
direction.
Good.
Yes, exactly.
Amazing. Dee asks, is coherence the same as resonance?
Not quite. Resonance is a quite. What I'm going to suggest is that you watch the Islands of Coherence webinar, which is module zero, because again, in two slides there, I explain coherence, the scientific concept of coherence, and why it's so powerful, why we need to work with coherence. I explain it really thoroughly there. And I think it's going to be much better if you just flip to that part of the recording and listen to that explanation and look at those slides.
Perfect. And I just put that in the chat for everyone as well. It'll always be in your emails as well, but just so you can get to the course portal and see that right away if you want. And we just have a few more questions. There's so many gratitudes here. Thank you for answering all of people's questions. I think we just have maybe two or so more questions. Could you expand about creating a 5D light shield?
The 5D light shield was what we did right at the end of the meditation. Remember, we brought the silver light from the Earth Star up. We brought the gold light from the Stellar Gateway down to sort of create a kind of a cylindrical shield around the 5D chakra column to protect it, but also to hold it in this high frequency light. And then we, in addition, we put a crystalline white seal around our auras. This is just for to, because we also want to change the frequency of the aura, and then we filled it with gold. So that is your 5D light shield.
Beautiful. All right. And will you be covering which archangels are associated with which chakra?
I'm not specifically going to go into archangels, but it is on the overview of the 5D chakra system, which is in the course portal. I've listed all the archangels, which archangels correspond to which chakra. So you are welcome to research that more, but you'll have it, the list there.
Beautiful. And that's on your course portal, guys. That's right underneath the module zero. It's a PDF. So if you click on it, you'll be able to see a visual that Heather created for you. That's beautiful. And okay. It please share if one can physically feel the chakras. I can feel vibrations and tingles.
You absolutely can physically feel the chakras, particularly if you're sensory. You might feel vibrations and tingles, as you say. Sometimes you can feel that expansion. Sometimes you can feel a contraction. Sometimes pressure. Sometimes hot. Sometimes cold. Absolutely, it's an embodied experience. It's often very visceral, less so for the upper chakras, but certainly the ones in the body. Yes.
Beautiful. All right. I think that is all the questions. People are really looking forward to learning more. They are saying thank you so much. Feel so appropriate right now on Earth. Yes. Yes. More of that, right,
Yes.
Heather?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, again, you said it already, Anna, but I can't emphasize how much doing this work is helping, of course, yourself, but also helping everyone. It's helping the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this work. I'm so grateful for how many of you showed up. So yeah, I think kind of we can end off here, but it's really been wonderful to have so much participation. Thank you, everyone.
Right, beautiful. Thank you everyone for coming. We'll see you same time next week. The classes are about 90 minutes, and then we can stay on a little bit extra if we need to for questions. And we can't wait to see Heather next week and all of you.
Okay, thank you, Anna. Bye, everyone. See you next week. Lots of love.